Thank you very much, UK. Any other comments from the room? Well, as I hear that there are no other interventions, I think I can safely say that the Revisions Committee nominates the United Kingdom as chair of the Revisions Committee. And I would like to thank the UK very much for the nomination and for agreeing to be chair. And if I may, I would like you to invite you up here on stage to be our chair for the rest of the session. Thank you. Mr. Chair, if I may continue just in relation to the election of the Vice Chair. Again, the process is the same. We have not received any nominations for Vice Chairs for our Revisions Committee. It is not compulsory that we have Vice Chairs. We can, of course, decide to, well, there are various options. We can, of course, have nominations here in the room, but we can also decide that for the moment we postpone the election of a vice chair and we think of that and take care of that. Apologies, at our next session, at the second session of the Revisions Committee. So, Mr. Chair, if it's okay with you, just open the floor if there are any comments or potential nominations from ECE member states who would like to be interested in acting as vice chair for the Revisions Committee. No takers, everybody's shy to intervene. Okay, fair enough. We start with the election of officers. It's the most difficult one. And I hope people will warm up in the next agenda items for interventions. In that case, Mr. Chair, I think if it's okay with you, we can have a Revisions Committee decision that, of course, shows your election as chair, but that we postpone the election of a vice chair until our second session. And if that's okay, I would of course invite ECE member states to consider potentially being vice chairs for the group at our next session next year. And of course, please do write to the secretary, write to me over the next 12 months if you are interested in so doing. And then of course, we would be able to discuss the nomination at our next session next year. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Over to you then.